Indeed offers employees and families $10,000 to relocate for transgender procedures. By Catherine Hamilton on September 6, 2023. The online job search company Indeed is offering transgender employees and their families who want to relocate for access to sex change procedures and drugs $10,000 to cover expenses. The company confirmed its policy to Axios on August 30, adding that its gender-affirming care relocation benefit was announced to employees and went into effect in July 2023. The policy applies to U.S. employees and immediate family members seeking sex-mutilating surgeries, cross-sex hormones, and puberty blockers but who live in states with laws that criminalize or restrict such procedures. The policy also applies to those who live in places that protect children from sex-mutilating surgeries and drugs. Eligible employees will receive approval to relocate to a state or jurisdiction where they will be able to access the care and support they need, as well as a $10,000 flat rate benefit to support their relocation expenses, Indeed told Axios, the report states. Misty Gaither, Vice President of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging at Indeed, told Axios that the company introduced the initiative to support its transgender employees and their families. Our transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming colleagues are integral to our business and culture at Indeed, Gaither said. We know employees thrive and do their best work when they can bring their authentic selves to work. We also believe that everyone has the right to make the healthcare decisions that they feel are right for themselves and their families, she added. Jay Richards, the director of the Richard and Helen DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family at the Heritage Foundation, criticized Indeed's decision in a statement to the Catholic news agency, CNA, on Tuesday. Plenty of American corporations think that the benefits of woke policies exceed the costs. And this policy by Indeed is surely an example of this, Richards said. In mid-2023, the company thinks the publicity from this stunt is worth the nominal cost, Richards said. After all, how many employees really want to move to a state where their child can have their development frozen in place and their fertility compromised? Richards added that he believes Indeed will drop the policy when these procedures are exposed for the atrocity they are. No doubt, they will hope customers don't remember that the company spent money to make sure kids had access to sterilizing drugs and surgery, he said. We should remember it.